Hi, Ron. Wrapping up day two of the Kansas Wheat Tour. We started early this morning in Colby, Kansas, and came down Highway 83 in western Kansas to Liberal, and then came into Oklahoma and took Highway 64 through Beaver, Harper, Woods counties, and then on into Alfalfa County. We had estimate yields range from mid-teens to low 40s on Highway 83. To my surprise, I think the yield potential looked better than I expected from Scott City to Liberal. The wheat in the low 40s in this area was estimated on irrigated wheat. When we got into Beaver County in Oklahoma, yields varied from the low 20s to mid-30s. However, the wheat in the Oklahoma Panhandle on Highway 64 looked very stressed and in need of a drink from Mother Nature. We wrapped up the Oklahoma portion in Alfalfa County around Burlington and then went through Kiowa on into Harper County, Kansas, on up to Viola into Wichita. We had one yield estimate on a crop of OK Bullet predicted to make 63 bushels per acre east of Burlington. Everyone on my route agreed this was the best wheat we saw all day. The wheat on up into central Kansas looked decent. A lot of predictions in the mid-20s to low 30s. The day two average for the Kansas Tour was 33.4 bushels with a total of 264 stops. Last year's average for the two-day total was 36.7 bushels, so a three-bushel difference on the entire estimate from last year to this point. While the potential yields look to be better than expected from what I had heard before the tour, I think it is very important to remember we will need one or two more rains to finish the crop at these predicted yields, and also we need to stay away from the 90-degree temperatures and 40 to 50 mile-an-hour per winds that we've been seeing. The weather is not predicted to bring much moisture in the future, so I still think yields have a great chance of producing much lower than what was estimated today. Also, the wheat in most all places looks extremely stressed. A lot of blue tints out there in the fields and thinner stands on the poorer land. In Oklahoma, the state total that was predicted today at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed meetings was reported at 67,650,000 bushels, approximately half of what we produce in an average year. We presented our state report to Kansas and also reminded them of the estimated crop average for the state of Texas that was taken the 1st of April at 64.8 million bushels. Certainly numbers we do not like to look at for the southern part of the U.S. hard red winter wheat regions. I think our numbers are right for Oklahoma right now, but I think we also have to take into consideration the large amounts of land that will be abandoned in our state as well as in Texas. With the number of abandonment being high in Texas and southwest Oklahoma, the potential for abandonment in southwest Kansas still exists if they do not receive rain and cooler temperatures to help fill this already stressed crop. One thing I forgot to mention was we saw freeze damage in some of the fields up to 30 to 40% out in the panhandle of Oklahoma. We're starting to see signs of that. It will be important to look at our declining stock potential for U.S. wheat this year. My final thoughts are we have a drought-stricken crop in most of south-central hard red winter wheat producing areas of the United States. Abandonment will be high, and yields have a greater potential to be much lower than what has been estimated on the Kansas Wheat Tour the last 2 days if we do not get timely rains to finish this crop.